Welcome to another episode of I'll Just Get a Burger, A Journey to Healthy Living. I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara.
And we're almost to the 30 days. We're really close.
Very, very close.
Very close. We have a day or two.
I think.
And then we can do our weigh-ins and just see where we're at and then move
weigh-ins
on from there.
And measurements and pictures. You will not get to hear any of those initial measurements ever or see pictures ever, just so we're clear.
But we'll give updates on progress on our social media at I'll Get a Burger on Twitter and Instagram.
He can post his numbers. I'm not posting anything.
So this past week, I don't want to say it was a struggle, but there were pieces that were difficult, if that makes sense.
What was difficult?
Well, I work in an office.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it before. There tends to be a lot of food. There's a lot of bagels and donuts and all kinds of other stuff.
Okay, so.
But this past week, there were multiple parties with food brought in, which made it even harder as I'm the only one bringing my own food to the party, sitting in a corner eating, you know, my little meal while they have pizza or Chinese food or whatever else was brought in.
That's right, because you guys had Chinese New Year. You had just a lunch. You had a baby shower.
Yeah, like a baby shower lunch thing.
And then today you had your Super Bowl party.
And today was a Super Bowl party where everybody brought in dips, which I could not partake in any of them.
None.
They all had something that I couldn't eat in them. But that's okay. Everybody was very apologetic. Like, I'm sorry. I should have got you something. I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, this is something that I'm doing. You don't have to change it just for me. Like, it's fine.
I'm actually headed out of town again this weekend. And one of the people that I'm going to be going to see was like, hey, what can you eat? I was like, don't worry about it. I'll bring my own food.
just have fruits and vegetables and you're good.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You just keep that around.
And on top of that, so he had issues at work. And then my struggle this week was that we had two birthdays in the house. My son's birthday was the 28th, and then my mother-in-law's birthday is the 29th. So birthdays back to back. I worked all day the 29th and didn't get home until late that night. So I didn't really have to worry about that one. But the birthday one.
We took him to his favorite pizza place, which we both really like.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a little hard to be like, I just want one slice. One slice is going to be okay.
Well, and even the salad. My favorite salad that they had there has boursin cheese on it. It has pumpkin seeds on it. It has bacon on it. I was able to say, could I please have the lettuce and the figs? Then I brought my own dressing. And on top of that, I'm a baker. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because you weren't doing it.
The birthday treats.
Yeah, he forgot about it because he wasn't the one baking 3 dozen muffins and baking a batch of brownies and then making cinnamon rolls. And the whole time, things that I would do to make sure the batter was correct, like, you know, just do a little taste, be like, oh, does it need more of this? Does it need more of that? I couldn't do that. I realized that there is a lot of mindless, like, licking of my fingers or wiping things off.
Oh,
like,
there absolutely is. Even the other day, I poured our youngest a bowl of cereal and realized I poured too much in a bowl. And usually, you know, I'll take some out, but I'll just take a handful and eat some of it. And my reaction, I grabbed it and went to do that. And it, you know, not even thinking about it, I was like, whoa, wait a second.
What he's not telling you is that these bowls that we have in our kitchen.
You call them Brad size bowls.
We call them Brad bowls. I was like, he'll be like, I'm going to have some cereal. I'm like, are you having a normal bowl of cereal or are you having a Brad bowl of cereal? So that handful is a normal bowl of cereal.
You don't even think about it. It's just like a habit that you have of licking the spoon or the whatever after.
No, instead I said to the 7-year-old, come here, taste this. Tell me what it needs. He likes to cook, so he's usually a pretty accurate helper. But it was hard, and it smelled so good. Brad walks downstairs, because I got up really early on the morning of his birthday to get a lot done. And he's like, oh, the house smells awesome. I was like, yeah, I know. Nothing I can do about it. Yeah, I know. It was definitely one of those days where I was like, oh, and the brownies that I made were perfect. Like when you cut into them, they were all fudgy and like they were just great.
But I have gotten into really good, like bringing my own food and being like, nope, I can't do this. Even the other day, another thing at the office, like someone brought around whatever the new Oreo cookies are and brought them to mm-hmm. each of us in this cubicle area that we're in and come over to me. And I was like, oh, I can't have them. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, no worries. I'm like, and it's the first time I love Oreo cookies, but it was the first time I was like, you know what? That just doesn't even sound good at all. Like to eat one of those. I'm like, okay.
That's good. For me, my job, I hit busy times and there's actually a lot of busy times, but right now my busy time dictates that depending on who's in charge of my schedule and who's putting things on there, I may or may not have a minute in the day. And that was a problem that I faced this week, was having 3 out of my 5 days where I got to work at 7:30 or 8 in the morning and I didn't leave until 8 o'clock at night. And there was literally no time for food. And so by the time I got to where I could eat, it was me wanting to scarf down whatever was in front of me. But I didn't have that desire as I was driving home at 8 o'clock at night to be like, you know what? I'm just going to stop by McDonald's because it'll be fast and it'll be easy.
Yeah.
It was, okay, there'll be something at home that I can eat. What is it? It's like, okay, I'll just make myself an egg when I get home or something like that.
I don't even think about, hey, I could just run to McDonald's. I can run to Wendy's or I can do this. Mm-hmm. I did find something that was really good the other day that in the busyness of getting the boys ready and out the door and everything, I forgot to take a lunch. But instead of going to say like Chipotle or something like that, I was like, I just don't want like another salad type of thing. Walmart carries a whole 30 approved like frozen bowls you can get. And so I was like, oh, I'll just go there and get one of those bowls. And I tried one. It was a butter chicken. Really, really good. Like really flavorful that I think it was something really good that easy for a quick lunch.
That's great. Something that I think is kind of weird, and I don't know, and I would love it if anybody else has noticed this. I spend more time on Instagram than I do on Facebook. And I like Twitter, but I can't remember how to get into my account, so I can't get into my account. Just being honest here with you guys. So I spend most of my time on Instagram. If I'm going to be on social media, that's where I am. And I routinely get ads for women's clothing. And almost always they've been targeted plus size ads. So like Eloquii, Torrid, or Amazon would put their stuff in there. I'm not getting any of that anymore. All of the stuff that I get from Amazon are for women who are stick thin. Like I will never get to that point and I'm okay with that. I couldn't wear the clothes, but I just find it really interesting that over the course of January, since we've been doing this, the ads that are targeted to me mm-hmm. are completely different. I am also getting a lot of ads targeted towards a Latina woman, which I am not.
Interesting.
I know.
Mine have been like Primal Kitchen dressings and stuff. It's like stuff I've searched on my phone. So,
and I'm not getting any of that.
No, I'm getting a lot. Like I've even gotten emails from Amazon. Sign up for the Primal Kitchen box. And
I don't like their stuff.
Yeah, it's there is a few that are pretty good, but it's been kind of hit and miss.
I tend to have a really, for those of you out there who don't know me personally, I have a really sensitive nose. Like I can smell things that most normal people cannot smell. And with that comes a really sensitive palate and sense of taste. And a lot of their stuff has a very gamey taste to me.
The mayo did.
Ugh, no way.
Some of the dressings have been heavy vinegar tasting.
Oh yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
I think I like the Tessame dressings and things better. And I'll just make my own mayo. It's not that hard to do. Like I'll just make it myself and then it'll be easy and it won't taste like a wet dog smells. Which is also how the Chomps turkey sticks taste. Don't ever get those. Yeah, They're awful.
That one wasn't good. The Chomp beef stick was really good. It tasted basically like beef jerky. Yeah. It was delicious. But the turkey one, you're right, it was
Brad was trying to be nice to me one day. It was one of those days when I hadn't gotten to eat at all. And he's like, here, I brought this for you, because we were headed to another meeting. He's like, here, I brought this for you. And I was like, oh, thank you. I put it in my mouth. I took two bites of it and I spit it out in a cup. He goes, what was wrong with it? I said, it tastes like a wet dog smells. You have to try this. And he tried he spit it out. He's like, oh, this is awful. And he's one who doesn't normally spit things out.
We've tried a few things, like the Applegate frozen breakfast sausage. It kind of almost had that same flavor. It wasn't.
Keep in mind, people, I don't really love meat. I could do without it. And this is just real.
Although Peterman Farms or Peterson's Farms?
That stuff's really good.
They also do a breakfast sausage, but they have a spicy breakfast sausage that was delicious.
It really was.
Whole30 approved.
And I still love the Applegate turkey bacon.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
What about some meals this week that we made? There were a couple pretty good ones. One you didn't like that I made.
I only didn't like it because it had that tomato-y flavor.
Yeah,
I don't like.
It was the recipe was from the
Confessions of a Clean Foodie.
It was her recipe was a shrimp and vegetable, like spicy harissa sauce recipe. Mm-hmm. I made it with chicken and vegetables. But you didn't like it because the sauce had heavy on the tomato-y taste. But I thought it was really good. I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think I've just accepted that I'm not sure I like harissa. Just like we discovered before we started doing this that neither one of us like miso.
Yeah. Ooh, no. The other one that was pretty good was the cheeseburger soup. And I put up quotes around cheese because we can't have dairy or cheese in it. But the cheese is made with cashew and
it's yeast. A cashew sauce. So basically you soak your cashews and then you use some of the water from the cashews and you add nutritional yeast to it and you put it in a blender. And the nutritional yeast provides that cheesy flavor and gives it that flavor, almost a nutty flavor, which sounds redundant because I said cashews, but it's just a deeper flavor.
Yeah.
So that you...
It was a really good soup, but my body didn't enjoy it as much later. Like, my stomach just turned a little bit. I don't know if it was, like, just too much in it. The flavor was delicious because it tasted like a cheeseburger.
So, before we started this, I was having awful allergies. And I would say at least since September, I've been saying, I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to gluten. I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to dairy. I've got to get these things out of my system. And since we've been doing this, I haven't been sneezing nearly as much. I haven't been coughing. No. I haven't been itchy. And I mean, I would itch really badly. My throat would itch really badly. That hasn't happened too much. I technically did break Whole30 because I took communion the other day. But after taking communion, I itched like crazy. So whether or not that was just psychological, I mean, because the piece of bread that I took was next to nothing. I think I'm allergic to cashews.
Hmm. You ate some last night, just some raw cashews. Mm-hmm. Did you have like a reaction to
it? Yeah. I started sneezing. My throat started itching. And then this morning, I ate cashews on the way to school. And I just wanted to take something and scratch in my throat. Oh. And I kept making the little clicky noise to itch in my ears. And I've noticed it after eating the hamburger soup that has happened, and it took me a couple days to get there. But
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Which makes me sad because I really like cashews.
Cashews are good.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm still just kind of loving is random people are coming to me, I've been listening to your podcast. And it does take me a second to be like, what podcast? What are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, that one. I have noticed I don't do random snacking anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I'll have a snack, and if it is, like today, I had an orange. Okay? But, yeah, you don't do that not even conscious snacking to where you'll put just something right there, and you're working, and your arm's just going back and forth, putting...
Or grazing.
...food in your mouth.
This has definitely been... This week at work for me, because I've been there so much and it's just been meeting, it would have been a time I would normally have grazed. Between meetings, I might have time to go to the bathroom, refill my water. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have time to like sit down and eat. So here, I'll grab a couple Hershey Kisses or, oh, there's a cookie sitting out. I'll grab that or something along those lines. There's always bags of chips and just random stuff. And I just walk by it. It doesn't even appeal to me. So I am happy about that.
That's good.
It wasn't anything I was conscious of until I started thinking about it this week, where I was like, oh man, today's a day where I would love to just randomly eat crap because it sounds good.
And I kind of had that same thing when I went to the store the other day, because a lot of times when I've gone to the store, it's, you know, they always put candy and soda and everything else at the checkouts when you walk up. And mm-hmm. always like, oh, I'll just throw a peanut butter Snickers in there or whatever, and I'll just snack on that on the way back to wherever. And I haven't had that urge at all to do that. Like, I'll look at it and go, oh, yeah, there's just a lot of stuff up here, isn't there?
Oh, another really awesome thing that happened this week, at least I thought it was awesome. We are doing a little book club thing with some friends, and we went over to their house Sunday night. We got there, and one of the women came in. She's like, well, you know, since I know for your birthday you can't do cupcakes or anything, I tried to make something you could eat, and it was the really good pineapple and a strawberry sitting on top of it, and then she made like a coconut whipped cream. Here's the thing. It's not my birthday. My birthday is in December. It's at Christmas. So she's going on about this, and I'm looking around like, it seems like she's talking to me, but is she talking to me? And conversation continues, and finally said, yeah, because, you know, in the bulletin it said it was your birthday. I was like, it's not my birthday. But I loved it. It was so nice that somebody took the time to be like, hey, I want to celebrate this with you, but I want to do it in a way you can, and here you go. And by the way, it was delicious. The whipped cream made with coconut milk was fabulous.
It was.
I loved it. It was a great little fake cupcake.
It worked.
But I loved it.
Yummy.
But that's one of those things, because my birthday is right at Christmas and doesn't get much acknowledgement because mm-hmm. people just aren't around. So I felt very special. So you went to the doctor today for your foot, correct?
I did. And I can wear shoes again.
No, he said to keep it on for another week. It's amazing what he actually hears.
He said, I can wind it down.
Let's keep it on for another week and then wind it down.
And then he said, when I get back into the walking and exercise, to take it easy. Don't just jump right into, you know, 3+ miles.
Which
I probably would have done.
Which is what he's planning to do, because we signed up for a 5K here.
We did. That's our big news on mm-hmm. February 15th. We're going to do our first 5K this year, mm-hmm. because you want to try to do at least
a 5K one
a month.
Yep.
So our first one is February 15th.
And woohoo! Then yes.
I'm one more step closer. I did mention about the half pig marathon, doing it. Like, I was like, I think we should do it. And I do want to put a big shout out to Nick from the Epic Film Guys, because he has messaged me on social media and kind of like inspired me and motivated me to like, okay, I could do this. I think I could do this.
I have just sucked it up big time in the whole exercise department this week. I haven't done anything. I don't even think I've hit 5,000 steps most days.
I mean, I know I haven't, but I don't
you
walk around.
You have a stress fracture. You have an excuse. Mine is I'm stuck behind a desk. But normally I do make myself get up and I go and I walk, but I haven't.
I know, the 5K. And again, as always, thank you for all the messages and the encouragement and everything. It's every week. It's been awesome. Like, people are, I'm amazed by the people that follow our journey.
Me too. I don't think we're that interesting. Really,
and
no.
It's cool. It's really cool. Thank you, everybody.
The next week, we will have a breakdown for you of cost difference between this January and last January. Yep. We will give you updates on numbers. We are not giving you a starting number, but we will tell you what we've dropped.
Because you want to do this breakdown because eating healthier can be a little more expensive. Although, the caveat, like, we...
did a lot of eating
out. We ate out a whole lot more than we do now. Mm-hmm. We eat more at home now. So, I mean, it could even itself out.
It could. And that's what I want to see.
That's why you wanted to do the breakdown. Mm-hmm. And we'll have our numbers. Well, I'll give one. I'll be like,
He'll give all his numbers. I'm never telling you guys my weight.
You ever. Could just say.
You can just know that right now. It is never happening.
You could, I guess be vague. Be like, yep, I'm down.
No, I'll tell you how much I'm down. I'm not telling anyone a starting number or an ending number.
That's fair. That's fair. That is not completely happening. Fair. And I know, as you said before, you're like, you're a dude. You're going to lose weight anyways.
Did I say this on here last time? Like, you're looking so good, Brad. And then my jeans split.
Yeah.
Really? How's that fair?
It was their time.
Sure.
It was their time. It wasn't anything else. It was just their time.
I dealt with it. Still not happy about it, but I dealt with it.
You can follow our journey over on Instagram and Twitter. I'll get a burger, or you can email us at I'll get a burger@gmail.com. We will be back next week with the numbers. Well, I will.
Bum, bum, bum.
We will see you next time.
See you?
Talk to you? No, we'll talk to you next time.
There we go. Talk at you, kind of.
Talk at you. Everybody have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.